I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Oh, yeah, boy.
A recent Cinema Classic was awarded the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award recently. Diane Keaton.
Does she deserve it?
Yes, of course she deserves
it. What do you mean, of course?
There have been other people probably less deserving of it. But this is interesting. We have this conversation as many times as we've talked about Woody Allen. I never knew that you harbored this little festering disdain for Diane Keaton.
The last 10 years. Yeah, she's been in rom-coms that have pushed her cutesy little persona.
Okay.
To the degree that at 60 or 70 years old, whatever she is, it doesn't work for me.
In her 70s.
Okay, it doesn't work for me, and directors don't know how to deal with somebody with that kind of star power.
Okay, now let's backtrack a second. Calm down. Hold your horses. Now, it's interesting, somebody like De Niro, who has practically squandered his legacy on crap movies in the last 20 years, 25 years, have been really essentially just a wasted 2 decades of waste. He let him off the hook?
Even the Fockers. He has shown a comedic side to him. He has expanded himself. He changes to a different persona, but he doesn't push it. Keaton pushes it. We've still got the big belts. We still got the supposedly sexy smile. We still have the little ditzy act.
I remember Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah.
And that is actually a really enjoyable movie.
Could be, but because I said so.
You don't like to see old people being old.
Morning Glory and So It Goes. Let's talk about her as a cheater.
First of all, this is a flawed premise. Look at her cinematic output.
This is what I would like to do.
This is what she's getting awards.
Isn't this what the show is about?
She's getting recognized for
an Academy Award winner.
Right.
And you started her out with Woody Allen. Could I start out?
Yeah, go ahead. I know what she did.
What Woody says about her?
Yes, please.
In real life, Keaton believes in God. But she also believes that the radio works because there are tiny people inside it. There is the dit side that, of course, Woody loved. And then Warren Beatty somehow loved. And I'll repeat the line that Woody Allen says, "In the next life, I'd like to come back as Warren Beatty's fingertips." All right.
Yeah, he's aiming low there.
It is right.
Appreciation of Diane Keaton.
Great.
There's so much great stuff those two did together. In the 70s.
Annie Hall.
Oh, of course.
They were big winners with that one.
Yeah, but, you know, they had been working up to that for years with Play It Again,
right.
Sam, Sleeper, Love and Death, and then culminating with Annie Hall, and then following that up with Manhattan.
Yeah.
The two of them were a powerhouse comedy couple. The humanity stuff that they got at from within those was really extraordinary.
She did a successful job with Steve Martin in Father the Bride.
Also, by the way, in the 70s, she was in the Godfather movies.
Oh, wow.
And with Warren Beatty, Reds.
77, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, got her our first big award, the Golden Globe.
And also, she was deliberately taking a step towards doing darker stuff, Looking for Mr. Goodbar. She was, you know, playing a decidedly un-Diane Keaton-like character.
Ancillary things that were very powerful. For instance, she was one of the first prominent women to dress like a man.
She was definitely taking cue from Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, but she was very powerfully affecting fashion.
Well, with Annie Hall in particular. The big hats, the sort of the Ralph Lauren khakis and the white shirts. Yeah, and you know, she still is very, when you look at her, when you see her on any kind of talk show, you know, she has a distinct fashion. She is a quirky, eccentric, classic New York Hollywood figure. Sometimes these big stars, at the end of their careers, they go down these silly avenues.
Usually romantic comedies.
They're still sometimes very enjoyable to watch. I mean, at least Diane Keaton was still trying to do some decent stuff. De Niro was just kind of doing whatever he wanted.
And the presence is still there.
Yeah. She is still a delight to watch on screen.
No, right now she's very happy that you have given her such approbation.
I'm sure that she's very happy about this nobody.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.